RDU 98.5, you're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, I'm very excited for my next guest, mainly because I think this is one of the best bodies of work, of music, we are going to get in this country this year, and I genuinely mean that. It is so good. Not only that, it's got a very pretty cover as well. I'm of course talking about Phoebe Ring's new EP, and I'm delighted to have from Phoebe Ring's Crystal on the line with me. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm great too. Now, you are a few days past release. How is it feeling? Has it set in? Did it feel amazing? Does it feel fantastic? Or does it just not feel real at all?
Well, when it did come out, we were actually in another country. We were playing at South by Southwest Sydney, and we couldn't feel the whole release excitement, but I think we are feeling it a little bit more. And once we get to do the shows, I think we'll really feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how before we get to that, how was South by Southwest?
Oh, it was really great. It actually was our first overseas gig. So,
wow, you're officially international touring artist now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we were very nervous about the flight and, you know, all the baggage part of it. But it all went smoothly, and South by Southwest was really cool. And we, because it's not just about music there, like we also went to the Game Expo and it was so fun.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You get all the screens and consoles and arcade games as well. So we had fun watching.
Yeah, you're right. Because I read about that part kind of like prior to the festival, but I was like, okay. And we'll see how that goes. So it was good.
Yeah. It's fun.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. I've got to go. Right. let's talk about this EP. Again, congratulations. It's insanely good. How did this come about? Is this the EP you guys first imagined? Is it miles away from what you dreamed of? How do you guys feel about it?
Well, this EP was actually released quite a while back, in 2021, and we are re-released.
Oh yeah, my God! So, what?
So this has been introduced to, like, so some people would be quite familiar with the album already.
Yeah, right.
We did the re-release because we signed through Kapak, which is a US label.
Yeah.
Wanted to widen the audience for, like, introduce our music to the overseas audience, I guess. And then, so EP is kind of like a good smooth starter. And then, yeah, because we've got our whole LP that's all been recorded. So before we released the LP, we wanted to give them a bit more music to listen to, I guess.
That's so good. This illustrates why maybe re-releasing is good. I thought this was a thing. Then I thought, no, that's just me being ridiculous. I see too much music in my line of work. This would have come through in 2021 and I probably listened to the whole thing, loved it, and then, you know, life just goes on and here we are talking about it again, which is, I think, a really good point to make, that, like, re-releasing's a good thing to do sometimes. Congratulations on signing to the label as well. That all must be very exciting, I can imagine. What is What's it like when you play these songs live? Is like your experience of them, like, is it really different to a recorded studio scenario?
We try to make it as similar to the recording as possible. We've got three keyboards, so that's quite helpful. But yeah, I mean, we have played these songs since 2020, so we are quite familiar with the arrangements. So very comfortable. It's nice to, because we haven't played some songs in a while because we've been playing Elfie songs.
Of course, yeah.
It was quite a nice experience, like revisiting it. Felt nice and fresh.
Yeah, I can totally believe that. And like, do you, because, you know, everyone writes or creates music from experiences and, you know, their beliefs and things that happen to them, so on so forth. Does your kind of is there an element of kind of reminiscing that goes on with these songs?
Totally, yeah. Like, for example, a song called Cheshire was about, like, not being able to embrace myself and, like, the struggles. But I think I'm kind of over that a bit, which is great. Like, to
Yeah, right.
I used to feel that. Now I have let go a lot.
Oh, and it must, then in that sense, like, you must feel, like, quite good when you perform these songs. Like in a sense of, look how far I've come type thing.
Totally. So, yep, that's been good. Oh, and also with, we have a new song in the EP, although it is a re-release. We just wanted to make it a little bit fresher. So we've got the song Daisy, which is completely new. And that's been really fun to perform live.
Yeah, oh my God, I love Daisy. And of course, we added it to the playlist as well. Because it's a great number. Well, why did you... Did you just feel like adding that in? Or what was the inspiration?
Oh, we didn't want to bore the New Zealand audience, you know?
hey, fair enough.
Yeah. And I guess, yeah, for people who have listened to the EP already, they might be going, oh, but this has been released in 2021. And also, it's good for the whole, like, the playlist pitching thing for Spotify.
So,
we needed a new track. So we whipped up that very fast and, yeah, very happy that it's out.
Yeah, I am, yeah, very happy for you guys. Again, it just reminds me of how freaking good this EP was. The LP details. Yeah. Are you allowed to tell us much?
LP has been finished, and it's just kind of it's sitting there to be mastered, which won't take too long, and then we'll get into the final production of it. So hopefully we'll have them released middle of next year.
Now, middle of next year is still months away. I'm not patient. fine. Now, artwork on the EP. Who did that? It's stunning.
It is stunning, yeah. It is done by a Korean artist called Inju Park. And, yeah. Her stuff is so amazing. I think her Instagram handle is Firecracker City, and we've tagged her in our Instagram as well. But honestly, her other artwork, she's even done like some little animations as well. And
wow.
So stunning.
Now, how did that come about? Do you guys know her, or did you just approach her being like, hey, we've got this EP? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, so the perks of living in this world is that you can just go into Instagram and look at the kind of like look at the illustration feed for ages until you find an artist that you like.
Wow, I
And
never thought to do that. That's very cool.
yeah, so I did that and she was very kind and said yes, and yeah, it all happened.
That is so cool. Now, this doesn't happen much actually, but someone has texted in a question for you, and I don't quite understand it, but you probably will. Someone's asked, in a re-release, do you get much criticism from record labels and previous plays? Does Spotify count for old listens?
If they meant if we keep our play counts from before, we do.
Yeah,
It is
right.
very funny. When it was out, when the EP was out, we were all laughing at. We're all just joking, going, "Oh, look at January Blues play count! It's so viral." But it's play count like it's been accumulated for years. Criticized? No, it was actually our label's idea to re-release EP. We were just gonna go with the LP, but it was them who tried to, I guess it's their strategy to try and get as much audience as possible. And but we did get some YouTube or Instagram like DMs or comments on how, they were quite frustrated or
Aww.
sad that the music was gone, so we would have to go, "Oh, sorry, it's we
Yeah.
can't announce the news yet, but it'll be back soon."
Well, there you go. I've learned something new there. But yes, I've experienced losing music on Spotify before, and you do panic ever so slightly. Hey, Crystal, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute delight to have you on. Thank you for answering my listener's question as well. I don't get that
I
much.
hope I answered their question.
No, I think you've done a fantastic job there. Do you have much on for your day?
I'm just working today. Actually, I have to deliver the vinyl to Andrew Park, who did the artwork. We will be there very soon, by the way.
Yes, yes.
On November the
When are you in Ototahi?
We will be in Ōtautahi on the 9th of November. We'll be playing at Space Academy. So please come, and we're looking forward to playing, and we're also looking forward to having their pizzas. Oh my gosh, they're so nice.
They are good pizzas. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, if people want to grab tickets for that show, where can they do that?
Under the radar.
Of course. Under the Radar, we love you. Space Academy, we love you. Crystal, we love you. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's been an absolute delight. Congrats and thank you for the re-release. It is such a healthy reminder that, good music's always being put out. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. We love you. Adieu.
And that was the lovely Crystal from Phoebe Rings talking about their re-release there. Now I'm going to play the new song they added to that EP. It's called Daisy. Enjoy.